own a form of musical expression that sets no limit on itself. This development in Jerry's artistic evolution will come as no surprise at all. It is the sound of the spirit, natural and haunting, that exists under the surface of everyday things, those exotic feelings and thoughts that inspire our survival. Okay. So before I talk a little bit more about this, I thought I would play some of it, actually. So this first track off of side one is Canyon Highway. Hope you enjoy.
We'll be right back.
right. That was Canyon Highway by Jerry Hanna. Assuming this track list and the way I have this tape going is correct, this next one is titled Night of the Orcas. Once again, that was Jerry Hanna with Night of the Orcas. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. And we are listening to an album that came out in 1989 by the name of Whereabouts Unknown from none other than Jerry Hanna. And it was produced while he was in Matsqui Prison. And it was recorded off a four-track tape recorder, that is right. And, you know, I was able to find a bit more about this artist, and it very much seems like this collection of songs is a pretty big departure from what he was known for. He, as he says it, was known for his on-again, off-again involvement with the sort of old-school Vancouver punk rock band, the Subhumans, and even his more recent output, which he actually came out with an album back in 2014, is more sort of folkish and rock-focused, and it's just very, very interesting that at this specific time in his life, with the resources that he had, this is what was produced. I think that's really, really interesting, and yeah, it kind of shows that, you know, no artist belongs in one specific genre or box, in a sense. And with that being said, this next track off of Whereabouts Unknown by Jerry Hanna is titled Among the Hill People. Let's see what this one's about. Once again, that was a track by Jerry Hanna, and it was titled Among the Hill People. It was unclear if that transitioned into another track. It sounded like sort of one big song, but it's hard to tell, you know, with these tapes sometimes. And yeah, wow. You know, I think I don't want to say too much about the background of the recording of this album more than what I've said, and also Jerry Hanna's involvement with the Squamish Five. I think that's something that if you would like to learn more about, you can. I am not here to express some of the things that they did because I don't know if that's radio appropriate, but you know, it's interesting to think of just the state of mind and the place that he may have been in when producing this sort of music. You know, it is very meditative, and it is very sort of ethereal and dreamlike in a sense, and it's unclear to me whether this was something that was meant to be sort of peaceful or the opposite, you know, what this was meant to represent. And I think that's the cool thing about music like this, is it's almost like a form of interpretive art. What you get out of it is entirely up to you. And my hope is that you got something out of it, at the very least. So, once again, that was Jerry Hanna with Whereabouts Unknown. This hour, we were able to play two different albums from two different artists. First, we had Furry Things with their album The Big Saturday Illusion, which was a whole lot of fun. Some fun, noisy, shoegazy electronic rock from the 90s that apparently had that signature Texas craziness, according to the people who had reviewed the album at the time, and or back in 2024, I guess. And then after that, we played Whereabouts Unknown from Jerry Hanna, an album that he produced while serving time in Mascouche Prison in the late 80s. So that is the show, essentially. I hope you enjoyed this little deep dive we did on the CJSF archives. This show is going nowhere. You know, I've been doing this for 6 weeks now, and I have not even scratched the surface of the surface of the surface of the surface of what this archive here up at the station up here in Birdie Mountain contains. There is a lot to explore, a lot to discover, and I am so, so grateful that you are all here with me along the way. Anyways, I don't want to take up too much time for this outro, because coming up right after this show is none other than Wham Bam East Van, and I see a lot of people on the little lounge couch outside, so I think it's going to be a pretty cool episode, pretty special one. So make sure after this hour you stay tuned for that, because we have so much amazing, now I was going to say programming, but live in studio programming here happening at CJSF, and it's so very exciting. Sorry, I sound like I'm crying, but I really just burped. And again, thank you all so much for your support and for your keen ears. That's right, yeah. So hopefully you learned something today from this episode, and if you did, if you didn't, all good, as long as you had a good time. Anyways, once again, coming up is Wham Bam East Van. But before that, and to end off this episode, I'm going to play a non-analog track. This is from the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra. It is titled Leave No Stone. That is right. And that will be transitioning into Wham Bam East Van. It's a pretty long jazz track and one that I really enjoy. So thought I would leave you all off with it. Anyways, this has been a lot of fun, and this has been Danny Nesvedarani, your host for Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. And until next week, peace.